The attacks of September 11th have triggered an unprecedented criminal investigation. In the U.S. alone, hundreds of people have been arrested or detained. Thousands of FBI agents are fanned out across the country, probing financial records and email accounts and chasing down leads. Now there's an additional problem, determining how deadly anthrax spores got into the mail and how far the contaminant has spread. NPR's Mike Schuster has the latest on a wide-ranging investigation.
Unlike most criminal investigations, this one has two goals, even more important than finding and prosecuting those responsible. The FBI is focusing on preventing future terrorist attacks, Attorney General John Ashcroft told the nation's governors a few days ago.
To date, our anti-terrorism offensive has arrested or detained nearly 1,000 individuals as a part of the September 11th terrorism investigation. Those who violated the law remain in custody. Taking suspected terrorists in violation of the law off the streets and keeping them locked up is our clear strategy to prevent terrorism within our borders.
Of those 1,000, only about 10 have drawn serious suspicion. A few are believed connected to the Al-Qaeda network. At least one knew the hijacker. He is an Arab student from San Diego who, investigators say, hid his acquaintance with them and has been charged with lying to federal agents. Three others lived in an apartment in Jersey City, New Jersey, where magazine articles on biological warfare were discovered. Their money transfers also aroused suspicions, but so far they have not been linked to the hijackers or to the anthrax attacks. Despite the scale of the investigation, Paul Bremer, chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism, is convinced there are scores of accomplices still at large in the United States.
An operation of this scale, there had to be for each of those hijackers, you know, say five other backup people. So if there were to be 20 hijackers, of which 19 made the planes, that means there's probably another 100 people out there that we haven't got our hands on yet.
That was, in Bremer's view, the basis upon which the FBI warned 2 weeks ago of possible additional terrorist attacks inside the U.S. Some investigators do not believe there are accomplices to be found. But if Bremer is right, some of the perpetrators have so far successfully eluded the FBI's net. That possibility lies behind the desire of the administration to obtain new tools to track them down, contained in legislation signed by President Bush on Friday. They include the ability to hold foreign-born suspects longer without charge and, as Attorney General Ashcroft underscored, wider scope to use electronic tools to pursue suspects.
Communications regarding terrorist offenses, such as the use of biological or chemical agents, financing acts of terrorism, or materially supporting terrorism will be subject to interception by law enforcement. So-called roving wiretaps that allow taps of multiple phones a suspect may use are being added as important weapons in our war against terror. Investigators will be directed to pursue aggressively terrorists on the internet.
There have been hundreds of arrests outside the U.S. Police in Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Great Britain, the Netherlands, and NATO troops in Bosnia have seized individuals they believe represent several separate Al-Qaeda cells. Investigators believe that three of the hijackers, Mohammed Atta, Marwan al-Shehhi, and Ziad Jarrah, planned the operation in Hamburg, Germany. They had help, say German police, from three others who are now fugitives. One, a Yemeni national, has been connected to last year's attack on the USS Cole. He tried to enroll in a flight school in Florida but was denied entry into the U.S., as was another of those fugitives. Paul Bremer believes the Europeans should have been more aggressive before the hijackers struck.
It wasn't just the United States that had a major intelligence and law enforcement failure. It's now clear that some of our closest allies, in particular the Germans, also had a very important failure of intelligence and law enforcement by the fact that these guys were able to move around and plot and plan this whole thing right under the eyes of the German police.
As for foreign state involvement beyond that of Afghanistan, Czech government officials have confirmed that Mohammed Atta did meet with an Iraqi intelligence official in Prague. Beyond that, little is known publicly about the possible involvement of foreign states. Nor have investigators found concrete links between the hijackers and the anthrax attacks, or evidence to link the anthrax to a foreign source. That possibility is under intense scrutiny with Iraq on the suspect list. Other sources could be the former Soviet Union and the U.S. itself. Florida Democrat Bob Graham, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, emphasized a few days ago the U.S. government cannot yet point to an Iraqi role.
There has not been a clear identification of an Iraqi role either in the September 11th attacks or in the anthrax issue. But like so many other questions in this very traumatic chapter in American history, there are more questions than there are answers at this stage as to Iraqi involvement.
That could be equally said about the entire plot and certainly about the source of the anthrax attacks. There are still more questions than answers. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.